Bill Harper, how would you describe the conditions coming in this morning?
Muggy.
There you go. I like that.
I'm not sure how to spell that, though.
M-U-G-G-Y.
Just like it sounds.
That's as close
okay,
as I can get
good.
To it. We have Bill Harper from the United Way of Greater Lorain County in this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Of course, the last time I saw you was at the Spellebration.
Yes, and I wanted to start out by thanking you and Craig for being there, along with Tim Alcorn. And you were our official speller, and it was a wonderful evening, wasn't it?
Official pronouncer.
I'm sorry, pronouncer. Well, I was trying to be a speller.
The spelling was left to the team that you had.
I will never, ever again misspell sarsaparilla in my life. Right. I know how to spell
it. Did you know there's an R right in the beginning of that sarsaparilla?
Oh, what? Actually, we had the R. We missed the middle A.
Oh, is that what happened?
It's like sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla. It's also pronounced sarsaparilla.
Really?
S-A-R-S-A.
Yes,
blah, blah,
we missed that A in the middle.
So when you think sarsaparilla.
How'd your team do?
We came in third.
Very
respectable.
Good.
Respectable.
Very good.
Yes,
sure.
Yes.
What was your team's name?
We were the Spelling Bees because all of our names started with the letter B.
Ah, okay.
Not
my,
very
my
creative,
favorite,
but.
Though, was the pollinators. The pollinators.
They yeah, were they
poly,
were great.
From Poly Ones, and mm-hmm, this is the whole mm-hmm, bee theme
right?
that they have. But they were not the winners. The Worldly Wise from Kendall at Oberlin.
Kendall at Oberlin. It was wonderful that they won. You had some women in their 80s who obviously are just really good spellers. And I love the way that they took the trophy. It was kind of too big for them to carry. A gentleman who came with them also came with a walker, and he took a victory lap
with the trophy
in the walker.
Now, those women who are in their 80s, they have an unfair advantage.
They've been
spelling for 80-some years.
No spell check available. Oh, that's true. Right. That's true. And they're probably really good readers and probably have PhDs in English down there at Kendall. They're all very
learned,
well-educated, yeah. learned people. Yes.
Could they have spelled ECT? ECT.
No, I could not have either, but one of my teammates did.
Well, that's why you had teammates. Now, we had a question, and before we get to all the topics of the day of the year, we wondered whether having four people help to spell a word is more difficult than just one person, because you have so many people doubting their intelligence or depending on who takes control. There's a dynamic that happens, right?
Well, in fact, our team was a little bit hampered till we got the teamwork going. There were two words we misspelled in the first that one of our team members had spelled right, but the dominant members did not accept that.
I see.
So once we worked that out, you know, the process of collaboration between the members, once we worked that out, we did really well.
So you bring up the word collaborate, because that's a great word that you use. And that has been kind of the touchstone or the mantra, that's what you look to when you're doing things with the United Way of Greater Lorain County.
That's right. We really believe in collaboration. We know that our community has some really tough problems to overcome, and the only way we're going to overcome them is by working together. So that's why we believe in collaboration.
Collaboration and is it anagrams? What is it when you take letters and you just make it? We Three.
We Three, yes.
This is the one you have, a We Three Community Collaborative.
Right.
Tell me what that – I was at the news conference related to that. Tell me a little more about
this is our newest collaborative, Women Empowered, Educated, and Employed, and it's focused on women who have families, but they're single, head of households. We know that in Lorain County, actually in most places – women in that circumstance, their families make up most of the families in poverty. So in our case in Lorain County, 2/3 of the families in poverty are headed by women who are single. So we're working with these women to help them to develop careers that can support their families. Most of these, of course, the vast majority of these women are working, of course. And so we've got 10 partners who are coming together, and it's all led by Lorain County Community College.
Well, I understand with these collaboratives, and maybe I didn't know this before, because you usually come to announce a collaborative, there's always like a pilot program that takes place prior to it to see whether this is viable. Is that what happens?
Our process starts with a planning grant that we give to a collaborative that shows promise, And then they work out all the details of what we call a business plan. And in doing so, they often test out programs that they think might help. And so then when they come to us for full funding, and we give full funding for 3 years and hopefully longer if the collaborative is successful or shows success, you know, they're able to demonstrate that they have some capacity for change.
One thing we're also talking about, and we've had you on before, is the mobility and opportunity for a vibrant economy. You guys are serious because I saw a banner with that written on it at a rally that you had.
That's right. So that's right. Something... We had clipboards and things to hand out. Yes. So MOVE is an organization that's been around for about a year and a half. We're very happy to be a partner in that initiative to bring a viable transportation, an adequate transportation system to Lorain County. We haven't had such a system for a long time, as you know. And this would be critical for these women who are trying to, you know, dig their way out of poverty, because having a public transportation system that can take you to your job, can take you to shopping, to church on Sunday, and so forth, that can save you a lot of money that you might be pouring into a vehicle of your own.
What would you like to see done, ideally?
Ideally, what we'd like to see is an adequate system, which our research indicates that we need about 10 routes in Lorain County to serve the needs, as well as a dial-a-ride service for the rural areas of the county. To do that, we need about 20 buses. We need them to run about 14 hours a day to meet the needs. And the research that we've done, the consultation that we've gotten from experts, is that requires about $9 to $10 million in local funding, along with the federal match that eventually would come. And it turns out that 0.25% sales tax would support such a system.
Any idea how many buses are now in use or on hand in a garage, or how many do we have here?
Well, we have four routes, and of course they're smaller buses that travel. The cost is much too high to support the system. We know that the system we need requires that local funding. You know, if you compare us to other similar counties in Northeast Ohio, and the ones I use all the time are Lake County, because there's a, you know, a rural-urban component, just like Lorain County, as well as Stark County. In both of those instances, they have 0.25% sales taxes that the voters approved a number of years ago. And they're much more successful than we are in terms of getting people to work, you know, to shopping and to church on Sunday.
We're talking this morning with Bill Harper, Executive Director of United Way of Greater Lorain County. Summertime is a time to volunteer, too.
Yeah, it sure is. We've got some great volunteer opportunities. You know, we've got Challenger Baseball. If you want to get out there and help youth with disabilities, you know, to have the experience of playing baseball, that's a great opportunity. And then for those that are gardeners like me, you can notice I have dirt underneath my fingernails this morning from all the weeding over the weekend. We have sowing and growing with the New Agrarian Center and Farm in Oberlin. And you can dig, plant, fertilize, water, compost, do all that kind of stuff to your heart's content out there and really help them out. And many of the much of the produce that is grown there, of course, is used to help people to get access to more fruits and vegetables, people that otherwise couldn't afford that type of thing.
And you got a collaborative or a volunteer orientation coming up on Sunday, I see, July 24th.
That's right, July 24th, a new volunteer orientation. That's at our office at up on North Ridge Road, 1875 North Ridge Road East in Lorain, 3 to 4 p.m. on Sunday. So if you want to volunteer, it's a great opportunity to get in, get yourself registered, learn how to go through the internet to the website to look for volunteer opportunities.
Now, the last thing I have on this list here talks about your kickoff for your campaign.
We do.
Campaign.
Can you believe it?
I thought we just had the announcement. And, of course, we always talk about all the things that the funding is going for. So it's
right.
Sort of a never-ending cycle.
Never-ending cycle. And so, you know, this kind of weather makes me think of county fair coming up eventually. I noticed the corn seems like it's not knee-high, maybe waist-high by the 4th of July these days. And so, of course, the campaign kickoff can't be too far away. Friday, August 19th, 11:30 a.m. a.m. to 1 p.m. at Mike Bass Ford. And you guys have been there. It's a great time, lots of energy, great entertainment, food, and fun. So people can go to our website, which is uwlorainecounty.org, for more information.
Sounds great. Bill Harper, Executive Director of United Way of Greater Lorain County. Thanks for stopping in this
morning. Good to see you guys. Yep.